This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. HarperCollins presents The Bach Manuscript by Scott Mariani, read by Colin Mace. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Nazi occupied France, July 16th, 1942. All four family members were at home when they came. Monsieur and Madame Silberman, or Abel and Videt, were in the salon, relaxing in a pair of matching Louis XV armchairs, after a modest but excellent lunch, prepared by Elaine, the family housekeeper. Videt was immersed in one of the romantic novels into which she liked to escape. Abel, meanwhile, was frowning at an article in the collaborationist newspaper Le Temps, in which he was reading of much more serious matters. Things in France were growing worse. Just a little over 2 years since the crushing might of the German Wehrmacht had rolled virtually unopposed into the country, each day seemed to bring a fresh round of new horrors. Seated at the piano, framed by the bright, warm afternoon light that flooded in through the French windows, their 17-year-old daughter Miriam was working through the most difficult arpeggiated right-hand passage of the musical manuscript in front of her, pausing now and then to peer at the handwritten notes, some of which were hard to read on the faded paper. Though she played the piano with a fine touch...